Hey, not too bad, Drew. I'm just on my way to Panama City to stay over for the night on the way to state weightlifting tomorrow.
Oh, phenomenal. I mean, again, this is a busy time of the year for you, obviously, and all of those people covering the variety of different events. We got girls soccer, boys hoops, girls hoops. You know, we have so much stuff going on. Navarre girls soccer upset by Fletcher, unfortunately, in the regional quarterfinals. So their season is done. But what was the biggest thing to take from this year in your mind, having covered it?
You know, that soccer team, you know, not a lot was expected of them going into the year. And the coach even mentioned that after the game, Rob Simon, how, you know, not many people expected Navarre to be a really good program this year, even though they have a tradition of success. And, you know, Navarre went out and won the district championship. You know, they played in the regional again, and they just ran into a really good Fletcher team, which from what I understand, what I've heard, they're one of the powerhouses in the state. So they must have just had a bad night in the their district tournament to not get, you know, win their district. But, yeah, I mean, Navarre has a lot of young talent, though. I mean, some good seniors they're going to lose, but they've got a good team, and I think they're going to remember how it felt to lose last night and, you know, use that as motivation going forward. And with the number of girls Navarre have coming back, I mean, they lose the five seniors, so most of the roster will be back. They should, you know, be pretty good next year, and the expectations will be pretty high for them.
Most definitely. So the boys' hoops, the five seed in districts, they beat the four seed in Tate. They're going to play Washington tonight. What are the chances do you think that Navarre's got to pull off the upset? Or I guess what has to happen in your mind for them to be able to pull off a win like this?
You know, they've got Navarre's been, you know, so up and down this year in boys basketball. But, you know, the thing for them, I think, especially after beating Gulf Breeze last Friday night in their regular season finale, is, you know, to play good defense and, you know, not let the other team get on a run that kind of creates a lot of separation in the score. You know, Navarre's done that before where, you know, the opponent will get up 10, 12 points and, you know, they'll battle back, but use so much energy trying to battle back that, you know, sometimes it's tough to come back and pull off the win. So that's the big thing. You know, Navarre's got to be able to play great defense, you know, and be able to score. They've got the scores of Isaiah Hayes and Derek Percival. They're both capable scorers. And if they can just, you know, play great defense like they have most of the year, a lot of the time they play with effort, you know, they'll have a chance, but it's going to be tough. Washington is, you know, one of the best teams in the area in boys basketball. They're having a really good year. And that whole district is pretty tough, you know, even with Milton and Gulf Breeze playing tonight. I mean, the team that wins that district is going to earn it. But, you know, Navarre's in the mix. Maybe they get hot and have a great night, but it's going to take an all-around great effort on offense and especially on defense to knock off Washington.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be something to follow. As is for the Navarre girls basketball team, they take on Crestview tomorrow night, and that'll be in the regional quarterfinals as the state tournament is beginning. The ladies are the 2 seed playing the 7 seed in Crestview. So they played earlier in the year and won 53-43. Granted, that was about 2 months ago, and a lot can change, of course, over the couple of months and later on, especially in a basketball season as the team continues to improve. What are the keys for Navarre to make a run or to win this game, but also, Brian, to get a run to state? What things need to fall in line for Navarre's girls basketball team to get that done?
You know, definitely Rachel Leggett has to be able to, you know, play her best basketball, which she's done most of the year. She has to be able to score points and, you know, play great defense. She forces a lot of turnovers that turn into easy points. And then the other girls around her, you know, Mickey Vollmer and Jaya Jones and Madison Simmons and Tierra Estes, I mean, Harmony Stafford, girls like that, her supporting cast, they just have to really do a really great job of, you know, contributing. Mackenzie England's another one. She had a clutch three-pointer in the district championship against Pace to, you know, kind of give them some separation for good. But, you know, if that supporting cast is doing its job and hitting free throws when they get to the line, and Rachel's doing what she usually does as Rachel Leggett, I think Navarre's in great shape. The big thing for them, the other thing for them, too, is, you know, they got to be able to calm down. Remember to calm down when, you know, things get tight and things are going to get tight in any tournament game because, you know, everyone is good at this point. But, you know, as long as they remember to calm down, you know, not try to rush things and, and do something that's going to cost them, you know, points on the other end, that they should be in good shape. I mean, they got a good draw being the second seed. They could play home the first two rounds. And even in the Elite Eight, you know, they could very well be they'll probably play for Walton. And if that's the case, it's not like they haven't seen that team before. So things are lined up for them to definitely make a run to the state Final Four. It's just a matter of them coming out and play their best basketball now, because this is what they've been waiting for, you know, since last season.
How important is it for them to not look ahead to a potential, you know, matchup against Fort Walton or even the next round, and just to stick to what's ahead of them in Crestview?
Yeah, they definitely have to, because Crestview is a good basketball team. I mean, Navarre let them kind of come back and make the score a little bit closer than it should have been in that first game in December. But, you know, Crestview's got some great young players. They're probably a year away from being how good they really should be. But, you know, you never know in the tournament. Crestview could get hot and play their best game. And if Navarre's not ready, they could get knocked off. And I think the girls understand it, you know, because they've been there before. They understand how important it is to be focused and ready to play. And I think Navarre's going to, obviously they want Fort Walton Beach again, you know, losing to them twice already, but I think they understand that they got to get past that first one to, you know, have a chance to keep that shot alive of playing Fort Walton, you know, in next week.
Yeah, most definitely got to keep your head down and play with what's in front of you. So the big game, of course, this Sunday, Bengals and Rams. Who do you have in this one? Or I guess, who are you rooting for and who do you think is going to win? Are both of those going together, or are you going with your head or your heart on the pick?
Well, you know, being a Niners fan, it was tough to see the Rams take them out.
Oh, yeah.
And move on and move on to the Super Bowl. But, you know, I think the Rams, with as much as they put into this season of, you know, going all in with the moves they made and the additions they put on, added to their roster, I think they should win this game. You know, Cincinnati's been a great story. You know, they've caught some breaks. I mean, you know, against Tennessee, with, you know, despite being sacked 9 times, you know, Burrow still found a way to win that game. And, you know, they caught some breaks with the way Mahomes played in that second half.
Yeah.
But I mean, you got to catch breaks to get that far. But I think, you know, Cincinnati's going to, I hope they keep it close, but I feel like the Rams are going to probably end up, you know, being the champions this year.
Yeah, to be a 49ers fan, that's got to be a little tough, of course, seeing that happen. for my sake, I hope you're wrong, because the Bengals are my team. And I thought, honestly, that if the Bengals were going to make it, why not make it another Bengals and Niners Super Bowl? Because every time the Bengals had made it, they've played the 49ers. I thought it was just destiny, but obviously the Rams came back to win that game over the 49ers to get to the Super Bowl. But Brian, a pleasure as always. You enjoy the rest of your week and enjoy the big game on Sunday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, man, appreciate your time, Drew, and take care as well.